Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen, here with Alex King, and Dan Mangana is logging on to join us in just a moment. Today is Tuesday, July the 7th, 2020, 4 p.m. New York time, and wherever you are in the world. Thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And there's Daniel dancing in the background, excited. He just logged on. Everything is great. Look at him. He's just like full of energy, Alex. I mean, look at him.
Wait, what does the shirt say?
I can't see the shirt. What does the shirt say?
Lift it higher.
Let it go. Let it flow.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. Love it. Very good. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I do have a topic in mind that really fits into the topic because we had to do something with Louise's gardening business that we very rarely do. We've only done it once or twice in the past, but we had to do it again today. We had to fire a customer. Yeah. And it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't an enjoyable experience, but it was really a reinforcing experience in terms of, first of all, not climbing down into somebody else's lower level vortex.
So wait, let me get this straight. You don't take pride in other people's misery? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to take pride in somebody else's misery.
Wow. Well, that's what the rest of the world does.
Well, that may be true, but that's just not me. What can I say? I've just never been that vindictive.
Unless it's Trump, then I have an issue.
It was more along the lines of we kind of let this relationship go on longer than it really should have.
Mm-hmm.
This is a customer that we've taken care of their property for a couple of years now. And over time, I mean, we actually strive to only work with customers who love to work with us and who love our work and so forth, which is like the vast majority of our customers. And on those occasions where we run into somebody who, for whatever reason, they don't like the work or they aren't paying us on time or whatever, then you know, we find ways to cut ties usually pretty quickly. This was a rare exception. We kind of let this one go and it was almost cancerous. It just kept getting worse and worse over time, you know? And finally, in the most recent set of events, we just weren't getting paid in a reasonable period of time, which is kind of tough because you've already paid the employees. You want to reimburse the money. It's funny how that works. You know, employees like to be paid on time. I don't blame them. So we pay them on time, but it means that's come out of our pockets in the meantime. Well, anyway, we finally end up getting the money and then I sent them an email saying, look, this isn't working. Let's go separate ways. There had been a whole series of email exchanges leading up to that, and they'd gotten the comments I'd gotten from they were almost Trumpian. They were making stuff up. They were inventing truths. So it was getting a little out of hand, and I have to admit I kind of came on a little bit hard when I sent the email back because I literally told them I fired them. I shocked Louise when I told her I actually used those words, but mm-hmm. I did. And come to find out that they were also planning to cut ties. So it all worked out well in that sense. But they were going to do everything they could to make life miserable for us by making demands up until the last second before they told us that they weren't going to use us anymore.
So they wanted you to quit.
No. They wanted to make our lives miserable and then they wanted to cut us loose.
Wow. Who thinks like that?
You would be amazed.
Like, I'm leaving, but let me tell you, I'm destroying everything on my way out.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm knocking all this shit over. That's what I'm doing.
Now, fortunately, I do a podcast that helps me stay high vibe. Louise and I do stuff to stay high vibe. And mm-hmm. most of the time we're there. And so this wasn't difficult for us to make the decision on. I can see how it could have been difficult for us, say, I don't know, 10 years ago. While we weren't really in this space that we're in right now. And we could mm-hmm. let this thing drag on for years even and become more and more victimized and feel the victimhood energy and all that kind of stuff. And just wasn't going to happen. And I guess the point I want to make is when you're high vibe and you run into somebody who just insists on being low vibe, it just breaks up.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you hold true to who you are, it just kind of breaks up. You don't even have to, we didn't have to make it go away. It was going to go away on its own.
Right.
You know, it was basically just dissolving and, mm-hmm. and that's okay. You know, we got a whole bunch of customers who love us. So, you know, as for this customer, good luck. Bye, that's Felicia. All I can say.
Later, hater.
What was that, Daniel?
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the little bit of story for the day. Not really high vibe, but kind of like the reminder.
It ended on a high vibe.
We ended it. Yeah, we tried to. Well, they didn't really. They were doing, you know, you should have seen the emails that came after it. But
well, the podcast isn't about them.
No, and that's what delete buttons are for, you know?
Facts, yeah.
And it works really well.
And block buttons. Love the block button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but I did. I think I stemmed the tide with my responses because I just tried to, you know, make it as smooth as I could after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just basically not give them what they were looking for, which was to tear
me
down.
Oh, you're looking for my energy to be sucked into your vortex of darkness. It's a hard
story.
Bye.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
No retraction works, by the way. I keep getting vegan jokes.
No.
I wanted to share this one. So
you got the one I sent you, right?
Which one?
I don't remember. It was like a week ago.
Where did you send it?
Okay,
did
so
you send it or did you laugh about it and forget and you laughed to send it to me?
No, I think I sent it and you laughed. I might have sent it on, no, I know I didn't send it on Messenger because you said you don't read those.
No.
Although I might have because I think it was a Facebook thing.
And I just want to remind all of our listeners that all vegan complaints should go to Alex and Dan Kerr, their Facebook pages.
You can complain if you want to. I'm just going to laugh.
We can have a steak and talk about it.
Yeah.
Alex, you need to re-tag me because I need this laughter. But there's this little bug. And it says, a tick has made that makes you allergic to meat is spreading. A single bite can reprogram your immune system.
Oh,
and
no.
Underneath it goes, the vegans have launched their first attack.
Oh,
vegans have launched their first attack. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
And the funny thing is, I don't really care what everybody eats.
Me neither.
Just don't make me wrong for what I want to eat.
Right.
Otherwise, I will find jokes and send them to you on a consistent basis.
And I want to point out, most vegans don't. There is a small percentage of any population that will try to guilt you on stuff. But
yeah,
my experience, there are a lot of people who are vegan who they're just vegan. They don't try to proselytize. They don't try to convince you must be a vegan. Oh, how terrible!
I come with the gospel of veganism. Why are you so immoral?
Maybe I didn't send it to you. Huh. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here it is.
I can't believe we're talking about whether or not a text message was sent here.
You're right, Daniel. It was all in my head.
Okay.
It was
you
all
so hard that you forgot to send. I will laugh all the way to non-sending.
So I'm curious, Daniel. I mean, you say that the law of attraction is proved here, which makes sense, that, you know, you've been getting all this stuff about vegans. So I presume that on some level you've been vibrating vegans. Was there any particular thing that was going on there that you were vibrating it for?
No, it was just funny. I've just been getting so much joy from these vegan jokes. It's been absolutely great. So my heritage is Zulu, Ndebele, which is a sub-tribe of Zulu in southern Africa. And our diet is meat and vegetables with a pap made from maize meal, but basically meat and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So it's really funny. So when Westerners started getting more into modern Zimbabwe, they're like, oh, you got to be vegetarian, you got to be this, you got to be that. And everyone's just like,
what are you talking about?
For generations and generations and generations, bodies have been climatized to eating a particular diet. Mm. You'll come in and say, no, plant-based is the way forward for you, my friend. my body hasn't been plant-based, and none of my genealogy going back generations has been plant-based, so where do you get this plant-based idea from?
And
people are like, vegan is a healthier diet, even though it's filled with processed food, like processed this and mushroom stuff and whatever.
Well,
and
then again, there are many vegans who would say, oh, no, I don't eat the processed stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but as a general principle. And then, so I got my DNA tested, and actually, I'm perfectly adapted to a keto diet, like perfectly. My body
really
perfectly processes fat over carbs. So, like, even when I was working with my fitness coach, I tried my friend Ben. He's like a big keto person. He's like a big keto influencer. And fasting and stuff. And I started following him, and I started practicing more diligently my intermittent fasting, and I went pretty keto. And I started losing weight. I was feeling really good about myself. I started working with this health coach. He's like, no, that's not healthy. Your body's going to start burning your muscle. You need to put some carbs in your diet. I did it. Put 15 pounds, felt like crap. And then we checked my DNA, and it's like, oh, maybe we should have been leaving you doing what you were doing. Maybe we should have been leaving you doing what you do. It's this whole thing of generalizing. I find generalizing hilarious. Like, there's this whole thing of, yeah, vegans, we're saving the planet from CO2. You're creating carbon dioxide.
Like, okay. You know, some pretty wild vegans. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand the animal rights thing. I do.
Right.
I also understand animal cruelty. Some of the way that some meat producers produce meat is just horrible and dairy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't stand by that at all. But not all of them do. Yep. So, yeah, did you see this picture? Do you know why your chicken looks like this? It's because it was thrown into the cage. And that's why. I don't even eat caged hens from my eggs. You know, I've free range. Circle of life, bro. That's me personally. Maybe that will change. Maybe one day I would like to be maybe elevated to a level whereby I'm at one with everything and I only want to eat ice cubes. But plants are sentient beings too. Plants are sentient beings too. So is plant life less valuable than animal life?
It seems. I agree with you.
So
I agree with you.
So you're being plantist.
Right. Plantist.
At the end of the day, we're going to get to a point where we're going to have to say, okay, let's be reasonable about things and just be ethical in what we eat, bless it, and not be abusers of things that we eat. That's whether it's a plant or an animal product. And that's my
argument.
Personally, I like that. I have to kind of point out to you that we could probably hold our breath forever waiting for people to be reasonable. People generally aren't reasonable.
I won't be doing that because I like breathing. Not as much as a very nice grass-finished, organically farmed. Goodbye. But I like breathing. I was thinking which steak I like the most in the moment, which one came forward.
I actually tried steak for the first time the other day.
Really?
I liked it. Mm. Would I eat it a lot or on my own if Kenny didn't cook it? No. But it was good. It was good. I had it rare. Apparently that's how I like it. Because, you know, I always complain about I don't eat meat because I'm a lazy chewer. So I find that rare is just won't work for me. Yes, I'm a lazy chewer. If I have to chew it too many more times that makes my jaw tired, I'm over it. Like,
really, firing a customer seems mild by comparison.
Listen, bro, I have issues. I've become accustomed to them. That's just how it is.
too many chews, bro. I'm out. I'm out.
Exactly what it is.
SpongeBob's like, I'm out.
13. I'm done.
I'm out. So you're a soup lover then?
Yes. Broth only.
Broth only. That's the ultimate keto diet.
Yeah, basically.
Actually, I can't say that Louise and I have been going full keto because we don't go full anything. But we have tended in that direction. And I like the way I feel. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not up to where I want to be yet, but it definitely is improving. So. And that's partly on the advice of my sister-in-law, Yoona. She's been kind of pushing everybody to go keto. And not pushing. I shouldn't say push. That makes it sound like she's been aggressive about
recommending.
It. Recommending. So, yeah, she recommends. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
And she recommends the best way of all. She does it by example. I mean, and you can see her. She's trim. She's fit. She's in great shape. You know, So clearly it's working for her too.
I started keto about 2 weeks ago and doing the whole intermittent fasting thing. And that it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good quality foods. You can have like really good quality fats and coming out about cholesterol now. So yeah. I like have like avocado with eggs. I have a lot of green leafy vegetables. I like broccoli, green beans, asparagus, spinach, lots of healthy good stuff. And yeah, I feel really, really good. That's when I feel like we had something with this cabbage thing we had yesterday with some meat. Really, really
good. Oh, I don't do cabbage.
A cabbage thing. Louise would love that. What's the cabbage thing?
So this one, Olga did this one. But when I do cabbage, I like to saute some onion, some garlic, a little chili, not too much, some black pepper, toss some cabbage, finely chopped cabbage in there, steam it off, put a little garlic salt, maybe some paprika just to lift it a little bit. And you can put that on the side with something, or you can mix it in with like some pieces of steak, some ground beef. Really, really good.
I'm going to have to tell her about that because those are all vegetables she loves, and garlic she loves, and onions. I mean, she loves all of what you described there. I'm surprised we haven't come upon that particular mixture. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You can do it. So there's a Polish dish that our neighbor made for Olga once with sausage and cabbage and steamed it all up. It was just lovely. But we do it a lot of the time with ground beef, and it's just really, really good. Really good. Yummy stuff.
So apparently we share a recipe this episode.
Yeah.
If I'm by myself and Olga's not here, I'll throw some tomatoes in there too. Let those steam off on the top and just trickle in.
I mean, if we're really talking sharing recipes, Daniel, do you think you could kind of like jot down that recipe with, you know, the cabbage and the pepper, the onions and all that stuff and just shoot that to me?
I'm going to the barbers. So in the Uber, I'll.
Excellent. Yeah. I'll even put it in the description for people who are listening who want to use it. Cause I mean, that sounded really tasty. Really good. Especially if
speaking of sharing things, Daniel, guess what me and Walt did last week when you left? He decided that the last few minutes of the show, I had to convince him why he should watch Supernatural. Yeah! So wait, this is what I did. Okay, so...
Well, this is a little bit of a twist. What was actually happening was I said, I'd be willing to consider the later episodes if those are the really good ones. I just don't want to deal with all that early stuff. And she was okay with that.
Yeah, I told him you can start at season 4 and then, you know, Google whatever you need to Google after that to answer questions. But the real good stuff starts at season 4. But what I did was I have a list of the funniest episodes. So I gave him like the top 5 or 6 funniest episodes, I think. Yeah.
I love the look on his face.
have you begun to join us?
I have not yet. I've been dealing with a few other things, like, you know, troublesome customers that I had to fire. But other than that, you know,
there was some real life stuff, some natural stuff that trumped the supernatural. Yeah, I get it. That's a bit cool.
But it sounds intriguing enough that I'm willing to give it a try. How many episodes did I promise to watch?
I said 3.
3? That's what I thought it was, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I didn't want to embarrass myself.
3 is the golden rule when it comes to watching.
Which ones did you give him?
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second.
And by the way, I've got a surprise for our listeners today.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, do we need a drum roll?
Let's do a drum roll.
I mean, I don't have a drum roll ready, but yeah, we can make it up. Sure. Okay.
So this Saturday, I'm doing my workshop, Beyond Wealth, where we teach you to rewrite your wealth blueprint. I have got my team. I haven't even announced it yet to my email list to anyone.
Ooh.
To set it up so that you can come to the workshop and only pay for it if you think it works for you.
Ooh.
Aw, snap.
Ooh. So
you come. Your credit card gets a pending charge on it. And if at the end of the day you're like, yeah, I don't think it was worth this. You know, he's a charlatan. None of this is real.
He's a charlatan.
We will cancel the payment and you will not have to give us a penny. And you still get the time that you spent on the day.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
And, well, congratulations. But, I like this news.
Yeah, this is great. I want to clarify one thing for listeners who are actually considering doing it, and that is if they take the workshop and for God knows what reason they find that it doesn't work for them, why, I don't know. But if they find that it doesn't work for them, how do they cancel it? Is it an easy cancel? Because that's something...
Easy cancellation. It's, we're actually making a button function available on the day.
Ooh!
So during, like, so... If you want to leave halfway through, you're like, no, it's not for me, then we can cancel you. If you get to the end of the entire day and you're like, it's not for me, no problem. Simple function to cancel.
And so what's the name of this workshop?
Beyond Wealth. Yeah. The code. So you can go to dreamwithdan.com/BW. It explains all about the workshop, what we're going to be doing, some success stories of people who've been on the workshop before. Come along. And if it doesn't fancy a tickle, you don't have to pay for it.
All right.
Look at that.
I will include a link too in the description so that people can click the link and get there the easy way.
Yeah. So that's we worked on it because I was like, do you know what? It's really funny seeing people, because there's been a lot of people recently since I had my Wall Street Journal thing. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, so I've checked your stuff out, and, yeah, it's actually pretty cool or whatever, and people have started to read my books and whatnot, and, oh, my God, relatives are coming out of the woodworks, like, yeah, Dad said that you were in the Wall Street Journal, and I looked at your website, looks like you're doing some really good things. Like, bro, I've had that website for 4 years. Like,
way to pay attention, auntie.
One of them was literally one of my brothers. That's how he
was. Oh, dear.
Someone didn't read the Christmas letter.
So we've done that. I was like, well, I want to give people the chance to actually see that they don't have to have the same wealth story. So how can I do that? I checked out what my mentors are doing. I got some advice and it's like, yeah, there's this thing that you can do where you can, and it's been successfully, people have been successfully doing it. It gives people the chance to see for themselves if it's for them. And if it's not, then it's not. Simple.
Very simple.
So, yeah. I love it.
I love everything that's so open-ended like that, that you can try it out and feel free and feel safe trying it out.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, and I love that we're the first ones that get to know.
Yeah.
Well, we've had the workshop. I had to increase the capacity because we had the challenge last week, so a lot of people wanted to hop on the workshop. So I increased the capacity beyond what I normally do because it's sold out already. There's some healthy numbers on there of people who are like, trust me and know me and want to come and do the work with me. So yeah, we've basically increased it. I think there's about 20 more places for people to come to the virtual workshop. Replay and resources like the meditations I'm going to do on the day and other really cool stuff. And I was like, well, let's do it this way and see if we can help a few more people. We can help a few more people.
Fabulous. Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot.
Really excited.
Awesome. Good.
But yeah, first, you heard it here first, guys. And that's why you need to subscribe.
Uh-oh. There it is. The setup is there. Will I step up to the plate and take a swing? Yes, I will. And also, there's actually news that goes along with that that I mentioned on yesterday's program, but I'll mention it again today. I was concerned toward the end of last week that the Android version of the LOA Today app was not working properly, that it wasn't updating the list. And I got a little advice from Linda and from the cards that Linda was drawing and a variety of sources all on Friday saying, take a step back, Walt, just relax, take the weekend off. You're too close to this. You're trying too hard. And so I did. And sure enough, on Sunday, I found out that the Android app was actually working exactly the way it's supposed to work. There is nothing wrong with it at all. So the good news is the app works. You can download it. You can actually take the Android app. And God bless you. It's going to work great. The one that's still in process is the iPhone app. That one's coming. But hey, the Android app, which I thought was a problem, isn't a problem.
Wow. So we're good.
We're good. Yeah. Things are going well.
Yes.
I mean, how often do people say that in their lives? Things are going well.
Well, if people listen to the show, maybe they're going to get some more tricks so that that is the case for them.
All right. Good stuff. Eyebrows going up and down. I love it. So, yes, subscribing. That's what the segue was. for those of you who have the iPhone, they're still waiting. Yes, the app is coming. I couldn't actually work on it the last couple of days because gardening business got in the way, but I am getting back to it and I'm really hopeful it's going to come out very soon. But the Android listeners, especially, you want to download the app because that's the best way to subscribe going forward. That is going to be the way to subscribe. Mm-hmm. And for the iPhone users, for the moment, do it the old fashioned way. Just go to the app store or actually to the podcast, app on your phone and do a search for LOA Today. That's the easy way to find it there. Or you can just go to our website, loatoday.net. And once we do have the iPhone app out, then there's going to be the big announcement and then the whole thing will be rolled out and everybody will be able to subscribe that way. Now, woo-hoo! One of the best things about being a subscriber through the app, for those of you who have the Android phone, is that first of all, you never have to subscribe again. You never have to deal with that again. Plus, as we keep adding stuff, you're going to be able to have instant links to things like Dan's workshop, Beyond Wealth. Mm-hmm. What's it called? I got it wrong.
Beyond Wealth.
Beyond Wealth. Okay, I got it right. Okay.
And do you know what I'm going to do? Do you know what I'm going to do? Well, I'm going to, I think I said last week I'm going to do this, but I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to give you some juicy free content to add to the app for our listeners.
Ooh.
Awesome. Ooh.
In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you two gifts. Number one, I'm going to give you my Beyond Intention Introductions audio program. 9 audio, normally $47. Our listeners can have it for free if they get the app. I'm also going to give you something else. I'm going to think of something else.
He said, but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
We literally just finished the production of the series that I did on universal laws to create financial abundance, which is an exclusive class that I've created for my Micro to Millions program, but we've done like a little sub thing with it. I'll see if I can't think of anything better, I'm going to give you that as well.
So it's going to be that or better.
That or better.
Geez, I don't know if we can handle that.
The introductions, and I'm going to send you that Dropbox file of the mastered audios. So,
wow. Oh my goodness. The app just got 100 times better.
Talk about abundance today.
No kidding. I mean, it's just flowing.
Yeah.
It's flowing.
I just had a really, really, I loved last week. It was so amazing. I was high every day for like a couple of hours after doing the challenge with people. Mm-hmm. We blew it out of the park with the new record that we set, $52,000 manifested.
Whoa.
Didn't I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, we got a new record for the money game. 2 days, 75,000 Australian dollars, 52,000 US dollars in 2 days.
Wow. Whoa.
That's insanity.
And this is on a $10 manifestation challenge.
And this is before we even actually set the intention for the $10, just being in the challenge. And then on top of that, people like just had like clients paying them early. This one woman said, a person was trying to get her to coach them for free for like a year and then turned around out and was like, hey, I want to pay you to coach me. It's
bonkers.
How this thing works.
It's interesting you mentioned that because after this whole thing with the client that we fired, I fielded 3 straight phone calls. Well, 2 straight phone calls and a third phone call later on from new prospective clients. Interestingly enough, one of them, Louise went out and actually talked to them and we got them as a client. Second one, they wanted to know if we could do a small job for $15 an hour. We said, I don't know anyone who can do that job for $15 an hour, but best of luck to you. So we sent that one on their way. And the third one is a consult coming up later on this week. And that was all coming out of the vibration of letting go of a client we didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
See what happens when you clear out the garbage?
I tell you, and it doesn't take long.
It's let it go. Let it flow.
Fact.
Let it go. Let it flow. Oh, yes.
Big fact.
That is the saying for the day.
I've got another one for you all. Do you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
The first 5 people that share this episode on social media.
How are we going to track that?
And tag. The first 5 notifications that Walt and Alex and I see, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, I will give one of these t-shirts for free.
Woo!
Okay.
All right. All right.
Got to be the first 5.
We're going to have to kind of watch all of those contact points the moment this thing gets published because it's not going to take long, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
First five. So we've got to be in it to win it. Let it flow. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it
and
flow.
And I may put another gift in there with the T-shirt. I don't know.
This is Gift Tuesday.
This is what we're giving.
It is. I mean, you know what this is? This is Abundance Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
This is Abundance Tuesday. That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is hot. This is really hot.
Whew. The universe is blessing me right now. I've had so I set a goal for September.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got it this month.
Ooh.
But it's nearly, put it this way, I was this shy off a six-figure month.
Whoa!
The universe is working some magic here, so. I'm going to put it around. Universe, give me some more stuff to give to people because it feels really good and it makes me happy. And this is why you need to subscribe to the video of the YouTube, because you just missed out on some really groovy dancing.
This is true. Yeah. So, Alex, we got to do that part of the promo. How do people subscribe on YouTube?
Well, you go to YouTube, search LOA Today podcast videos, and when you see our smiling faces, click down below to the red subscribe button. Next to the red subscribe button, there's a silver bell. Make sure you click all so you will always be notified when we are live.
Done as professionally as always. I love it.
Yeah.
You're good. You're good and you know it. Oh my God. Is anybody keeping notes here? You've laid out so much stuff on the table, Dan. I kind of ran out of room to write this all down.
Well, first five people to share this episode somewhere.
Yeah, well, we got that. So five people for the T-shirt. But we also have the app. We're adding stuff to the app.
Yeah, I've made a note. I'm going to send you that. And I'm going to think of something else really cool to give you. But definitely, you're going to have my program, which changes lives.
That's going to mean an upgrade in the app. Actually, there's going to be a next version up on the app. But
I'm giving it to you, and you're going to do the magic does. Yep. And everybody can come and try before you buy it with the workshop.
That's right, the workshop. And that's But when is the time of it on Saturday?
It's 1 p.m. Pacific on Saturday.
So 4 p.m. New York. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whew. I'm getting a cramp in my hand writing all this stuff down. I mean,
it's going to be absolutely fun stuff. I'm really, really excited about it. This is going to be the third time I've done this workshop, and it just keeps getting better and better.
What's better than doing what you love, getting paid well for it, and then sharing the bounty with everybody else? What's better than that?
Absolutely nothing.
I don't feel like I've got a job.
You shouldn't.
What do you feel like?
I feel like I just get to do dope stuff every day. I think I have to do dope stuff every day.
Yeah.
And then my life gets taken care of. So it's like, it's really cool.
Loving it. That's fabulous. That is absolutely fabulous. And the recipe. You got to send me the recipe too. Don't forget
this whole episode is palpable.
I want that recipe.
The recipe.
Thank you very much. See, abundance comes in all forms, including taste.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's about to lose it. Oh my goodness. I actually had another subtopic in mind, but I can't remember what it was. This high vibe just blew it away.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness. You were trying to find out what the episodes were you were giving me, weren't you? Yeah, that's right. We got to talk about next week too, but first things first.
First things first. Okay. So Daniel, you ready? And listeners. So I didn't put them in any particular order.
Yeah.
So season 2, episode 15, Tall Tales.
Okay.
That's the one with the trickster. We first meet the trickster.
Ah, got you. Interesting character.
Yeah. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Season 6, episode 15, The French Mistake. Classic.
Yes. Which you like.
Changing Channels.
Which is a Changing Channels one?
Changing Channels is the other trickster episode where we find out who he really is.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then Hammer of the Gods.
That's a good one.
Yep. Hunter mm-hmm. Hiroshi.
What's that one?
That's season 8. It's a hilarious episode where the cartoonish one.
Yep.
I mean, yep. Mm-hmm. And Dog Dean Afternoon.
Yeah.
Clap That's your hands one. if you believe. That was the last one.
I don't remember that month, the last one.
That was the, I'll say, X-Files-ish episode.
Anyway, I love it. So.
Hey, it sounds like I'm getting the greatest hits, so that's fine with me. I like that. Yeah.
Greatest hits of Supernatural. We're going to have a fat out of you.
See, this is what I've learned about Daniel. When he's really happy, he croons.
Yeah.
I croon all the time.
Well, then he's really happy all the time.
Then I would be confused to get in an argument with you.
So they get?
I said I would be very confused to get in an argument with you.
Because I'd just see my way out of it.
Yeah.
I don't do that with Olga, especially if she's got throwable objects.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
And Daniel, you mentioned that we have an important change happening next Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's where Alex, this is where Alex actually gets to talk to the stream for the first time.
Bum, bum, bum. I actually need the info on that so I can do it for the social media.
Okay. Well, you're going to get to meet the stream for the first time. What else do you need?
No, I need the stream's information so I can post
it
on Hootsuite.
Interestingly enough, I don't think the stream actually has a social media contact point because they're non-physical.
Well,
I can give you David's contact information.
What's your Instagram handle?
TheStream.com.
Yeah.
Well, TheStreamOfDavid.com is the website, so that's David's website.
Okay.
You can certainly include that.
All right. Cool.
That will be an effective place to start.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some really interesting and really good feedback, including a new co-host out of that.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondays, Louis D'Souza and I are now being joined by Amy Blackford, who joined us yesterday for the first time as sort of a live audition and really high vibe. I mean, boy, that lady just has energy just pouring out of her. And Louis was having a great time. I barely got a word in edgewise. I mean, it was basically the Louis and Amy show. But it was great. It was wonderful. And that's going to be continuing. And one of the reasons that she came on was because she'd been listening lately. She'd been recommended. By the way, I got to tell you, Alex, mm-hmm. somebody took your advice, and that's how we got Amy. Somebody told a friend to tell a friend. They literally passed it along.
See?
And that's how Amy found us.
All right.
So, wow. I mean, talk about tangible evidence. That was pretty darn cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening. And, of course, David coming on starting next week. But I've gotten emails about that already. People are excited about that.
Nice. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
David's just so cool.
He is. He really is.
Really cool.
I remember when he was on the first day there and I kind of turned to you at one point and said, do you have any questions? And you were just smiling and saying, I'm just enjoying.
I've got David's number. If I want to do any time, I can be like, so do you fancy streaming in a little bit? Like, you know, I've been on the summits with him and other people and he's cool. You know, I get the chance to tune in. So I wanted you to have the experience.
And it's a great experience. It is very similar to hearing an Esther Hicks voicing Abraham, but it's also different. It has its own, that the scene has its own personality.
I got to check out Esther Hicks.
That's right. You've never really checked into Esther Hicks.
I have not.
No, you're not really much of an Abraham fan.
I don't check into a lot of things because I like to learn from you guys and the special guests. I don't like to know things ahead of time.
Smart play.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like I'm an audience member sometimes. That's why when I'm real quiet, I'm like, nah, keep going. Tell me more.
That's where when I come to Alex for questions, she says, I'm just listening.
Yeah. I'm just another viewer today. That's all.
Just another viewer, right.
Can I tell you how hashtagable the stream is now that we're in the age of where everyone has a streaming service? So like when you go like looking for Netflix and you see the stream, you're going to be like, wait, what? How did I get here? Okay, but this is interesting. Let me check it out.
I love it.
That's the trick of hashtagging people.
I believe you. I am a convert to the Alex King school of hashtagging.
Yeah, I had to talk Walt into it. He was like, nah, I don't want to do it. I feel it. What did you say you feel like you were doing?
Well, actually, the biggest problem I had was just doing it, and I found a great way to do it. I got you to do it.
That's how you get everything done.
This is true. My covers have been pulled off. Yes, that's exactly what
it's
happened.
It's not even, could you do me a favor? It's like, you know what you're really good at? You should do it more often. Here's my code.
You haven't even figured out my dialogue method. I mean, geez.
But I feel special that I get to do things. So, you know, makes me feel like I have a real job.
Well, I'll tell you, when we finished the show last week, I told you, I think off air, that I was glad to have you back because I love your energy.
Oh, thanks.
And it's true. I mean, this show that we do with Daniel every Tuesday and Thursday, it wouldn't be the same if you weren't. And it hasn't been the same. And Dan and I will keep going, you know, if you're not there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a
good show.
Where
are you? Alex is not the same without you. This is not the same.
I got my own theme song.
When you look at the screen, you don't see your name.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, how many times this week have you had a song made up for you on the spot just like that?
That I didn't sing myself?
No, you didn't sing yourself, yeah.
Oh, okay, then just once.
Just once. There it is. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yes, I feel the appreciation every week. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you too. Oh, that was another thing I wanted to talk about. I mentioned this to you, Alex, over the weekend. Louise and I went down to the beach and we just beached it for a day. Mm-hmm. And it was, well, first of all, it was a little bit of a different experience lately because I haven't had a whole day where I did nothing but like look at the ocean or something like that.
Those were the best days.
In ages. It had been a long, long time since I'd done that. Mm-hmm. And it felt great. And the same thought kept coming back to me over and over again. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Mm. And I said to Louise, you know what? I think we should appreciate this more. And she agreed. And the reason I mentioned this is I was consciously focused on appreciating because the thought just kept coming to me. And so I was appreciating. And I was realizing that there are levels of appreciation.
Oh,
I mean, like major differences in levels. You can give mild appreciation. You can give major appreciation. You can go off the charts appreciation. And they all feel different.
Examples.
I don't know. How would I get, Daniel, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you experienced that?
There's levels to this because there's appreciation as well.
Okay.
There's what?
Appreciation.
Appreciation.
It's like faux appreciation.
Yeah, I got that.
And it could even be like consciously you want to appreciate, but unconsciously that narrative is just like going.
I think that, yeah, there is that voice that goes on. And that is the indicator. If you are in total alignment and attunement to appreciating and there's nothing else getting in the way and no other thoughts are coming in, you're at high level of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're appreciating and the moment you start to appreciate, you're thinking about that conversation you had with Uncle Jed and then that other thing that happened when you had lunch and then you're only at a partial appreciation. You're not really, you're not focused. You're not staying on the thing that you're appreciating.
Mm-hmm.
And as we stay on the thing, that's what I was discovering in a big way. As I stay on the thing that I'm appreciating, it just kind of stay there, kind of like a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It grew. It got bigger.
I had the same thing happen when the last time I went to the beach, because before that we had had a conversation, Walt, about the sounds of the ocean and how it's not real when you're listening to it on, you know, like soundscapes or whatever.
Your microphone just sounded like you went under the ocean, actually. It was just completely trouble on us.
Well, that was just me being more realistic. That's what I was.
Oh, okay.
But I was saying, yeah, so we had a conversation about, how's my mic now, by the way?
Okay. Well, what I do know is I have a new appreciation of appreciation. I do. And it's something that I mean, people often talk about, especially people who are coaches and so forth. We talk about, you know, how important it is to be grateful and express gratitude. I'm really achieving a new appreciation for how important that is. And I'm kind of looking forward to next weekend, because we're going to go to the beach again, probably next Sunday. And I want to do it again. And then here's the really cool part. I'm going to see if I can do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday too.
Oh, snap.
What better way to spend your time than doing what you love?
Facts.
All and appreciating it. Mm-hmm. And appreciating it every step of the way. Mm-hmm. Even the stuff that I don't like. That's the real trick, by the way. Mm-hmm. Appreciating the stuff that you don't like, but appreciating the message that it has for you, appreciating what you're learning from it, appreciating knowing that you don't want it and what you want better instead, appreciating getting the thing that's coming instead. I mean, those are like super powerful appreciations.
That's one of the Tire tools that David shares.
Mm-hmm.
The power of appreciation is really, really powerful.
Yeah. That's something else we got to find out from David. We got to get him to talk more about Tire.
Yes.
That sounds like a pretty cool tool set he's got there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued.
In fact, I think I actually discussed that with him on Facebook. You were in that conversation, didn't I bring that up with him, Dan?
I think you did.
Thought I did. Yeah. So we can expect that next week.
Sure.
Or starting next week. So let's see. What else we have to bring up? I mean, we got the vibe pretty high. I'm not sure how much higher we can go, but what else can we bring up to bring the vibe up even more? Or we can just stay here and appreciate each other for a while.
Yeah. I was about to say the thing.
What was that?
I was about to sing another song.
My goodness, I can't believe you held yourself back. That's unbelievable.
It would have been an unconscious response versus a conscious desire to step into song and appreciate.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
My management in action.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My management, I like that.
Well, that raises another important point. The value of deciding consciously what it is that you want. This is something I've done for years, and I'm still learning to do it more consistently the other way, which is for years, like most people, I made decisions unconsciously. I mean, I didn't really think about, this is the decision I'm going to make. It was more like, oh, well, this is what happens next. Okay. You know, just kind of went with it, whatever it was, even if I didn't like it. You know, okay, I guess that's it. You know, boy, it's so much better when you make the decision consciously.
Mm-hmm.
And then stay with what is not only in your lane, but what feels great. Then you end up with a Dan Mangana life.
There's magic to it.
Yeah, there is.
You know, magic to it. It's good fun.
That's like the day I decided I don't subscribe to stress anymore.
Okay.
So I decided to go onto my stress level dashboard and unsubscribe from your premium service. Instead of deciding to go for a fun and free beach life service, which is much more aligned with my desires.
Yep. I don't subscribe to stress or sleep schedule.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, for real.
Definitely a hard pass. Okay, bye.
Exactly. And I have to tell
tell you, since I decided I don't subscribe to a sleep schedule anymore, I feel like I'm sleeping better.
Yeah.
Sure you are.
I decided insomnia is not in my vocabulary. It's not a thing. It's something society tells you to have because you don't sleep according to their schedule. But who, if I'm functioning on 2 to 4 hours of sleep, who's to say you can't do it?
My time.
Yes.
My life.
For real.
Say it with your chest.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Mom doesn't know where that's from, but that's okay.
I don't care if I know where that's from. It's funny watching it. It's great.
Uncle Ricky Jr. from
just
YouTube, Kevin Hart, Uncle Reggie Jr. Say it with your chest.
Just YouTube Kevin Hart, period.
Say it with your chest.
Okay. Make a note. Done. Okay. So let's see. We've done our promos. We've really done everything we need to do for the show. I mean,
we only have 5 minutes left.
That's true. Yeah. So I guess we just decide what we do with our last 5 minutes. And I'm not really sure. I mean, we have done everything that can be done.
What's happening with the old audience, the old live? Anyone live stream chatting?
Oh, yeah.
Live stream is quiet today, actually.
Oh.
Live stream is very, very quiet.
Maybe they're too busy.
Where are you?
Well, I think they're too busy downloading the new LOA Today app for Android.
Boom.
And laughing at our incredibly amazing jokes.
Awesome.
Yep. No, I'm not sure what's going on, but I think, well, part of it is Jeffrey seems to have taken the day off, so that's...
Well, hopefully he's at the beach appreciating.
Or someplace appreciating. Jeffrey's a good appreciator. Jeffrey's a rampager, too.
He really is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like the king of rampage. Every once in a while, he'll go off on a rampage in the live stream. You know, we're talking about stuff, and he's just been rampaging what we were talking about in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just going on and on. It's great.
Good old Jeffrey.
That's going to be something also that's going to, it's not in the app yet, but it is going to be in like version 2 or something where the live stream is going to be part of the app.
Yeah.
Another reason to get the app.
I like that.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Then everybody can see what Jeffrey is saying, not just the people who watch on YouTube, which is actually a pretty small percentage of our listenership.
Hey.
But I think with some intending, we can have everybody joining us everywhere.
I love the eagle look. That's cool.
Well, that was cute. That was my cute face.
Oh, that was your cute face? Oh, I'm sorry. It was cutely evil.
That's your cute face for Olga.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Shots fired. Pew, pew, pew.
Wow. I see you. There's somebody. Anyway, I see you. I tried to make a witty reply. I was stumped.
Witty retort. You didn't have
I
one.
Was stumped.
Meow, 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 meow.
Must be ready at all times for the stumping.
Facts. You stay ready.
You gotta hear this. You gotta replay this when we're done, Alex, because you don't fully grasp just how funny this sounds because you're still in that high treble voice without, not anything that you're doing, but you might just decide to go treble and stay there.
No, you know what it is? I went micless today. That's what I did.
Ah, so what you're...
I left my headphones in the back cave and I need my headphones to make the mic work. So I went headphoneless and micless today. So I'm using my phone.
So you're basically just doing high vibe transmission. You're not actually using a microphone.
Yes. Does it sound like I sucked up some helium?
At the very least, yes. it sounds like somebody's stepping on your toes, actually.
Oh, no.
Very high voice.
That's no bueno.
I don't even know what that was.
That was, sorry, I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so I'm getting text messages.
I see, okay.
I finally finally figured out how to put it on Do Not Disturb while I'm podcasting. So I was like, what? I have this option now? Because before it was Do Not Disturb. You can't do anything.
Okay. Well, you know, it's good to have a skill. Okay. I think we've been silly long enough. We got the high vibe going, so that's the really more important thing, because we want to help people get the high vibe. So if you're not high vibe now, I'm not sure what else I could do to help. Maybe tune in tomorrow. That's the best example I can get. It. Like the best
yeah.
I can get. Yeah.
Return tomorrow and try again.
It only gets better over time. And oh, that's one last thing I can share, actually. Amy, who's joined us to do the Monday show, she keeps firing off emails telling me how much she was buzzing for hours after the show.
Yeah,
so like 3 hours later, I'm still buzzing. You know, next morning, I'm still buzzing. I'm still excited. I'm still high from this thing.
Yeah.
That I love that, because to me, that's just more reinforcement that we really are your daily dose of happy. I know we're making ourselves happy. It's also great to know that listeners are feeling happy too. So thank you guys. Thank you, podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.